Hello,
Hello,
Mayor.
yes.
Stephen.
Speaking.
Hello, sir. This is Isaac McAllister from Orthopedic Medical. We've been trying to reach you, sir, to do your follow-up regarding your Medicare entitlements. How are you doing today?
Doing fine.
That's good to hear. So, sir, this call or this service is to make sure that you receive the maximum benefits and all the help you're entitled to get. As Medicare qualifies their seniors every 5 years to get extra benefits and medical equipment according to their medical condition for no cost. And sir, I can see here in your medical profile, it says that within the last 6 months, you have experienced an occasional pain in your back and knees, and that you took some medications for it, like painkillers. Is that correct, Mr. Stephen?
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that, first of all. But luckily, sir, Medicare is trying a new way to help you relieve from this pain by a non-pharmaceutical way, which is providing you with a brace. It's like an elastic belt that you simply wear it from 20 to 30 minutes a day that helps you ease and relieve you from this pain, as it helps with the blood circulation and keeping the joints in the right place to relieve you from this pain permanently. And, sir, I can see here that you have Medicare Parts A and B. Is that correct?
Correct.
That's great. So, sir, as I told you, you received this medical equipment to your doorstep with no cost. I see here that you are located at 7826 Southwest Elder Street in Portland, Oregon, right?
No, it's in Tigard, Oregon. T-I-G-A-R-D.
I'm so sorry.
I hope you're awake right now.
Portland and Tigard share the same zip code for that region.
The zip code is 97224, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, sir. So I'm just going to run through some questions regarding your pain to make sure that this brace will help you, because it will be customized especially for your case. So, sir, can you tell me the cause of this pain? Do you have, like, arthritis, or is this pain, like, occasional pain due to age?
It's mostly arthritis.
And, sir, how long have you been experiencing arthritis?
Oh, 2 years.
Okay, and have you had any injuries or surgeries in your pain area?
I had a lower back surgery about 20 years ago.
Lower back surgery? 20 years ago. Okay. And, sir, is this pain, it's just your lower back, or do you experience it also in your knees or any other joints?
No, I experience sciatica in my legs from my lower back.
Okay. All right, sir. And is there anything that makes the pain worse? Like bending forward, leaning back, standing for too long, sitting for too long?
Yeah, I think standing or sitting for too long, or if I walk on uneven ground, I have problems.
Okay. And bending forward and leaning back increases the pain, right?
Right.
So harmful, sir, by the way.
Okay, sir. And have you tried over-the-counter medications, prescription medications, IC therapy, physical therapy to relieve the pain?
Over-the-counter and physical therapy.
Okay.
Okay. So, sir, what makes the pain free? It's like walking for a long time, standing for a long time.
All right, sir. And do you have any allergies to any medications or anything else other than medications?
The only allergy I have is to morphine.
Morphine. And you don't have any allergies to anything else other than morphine?
Correct.
Okay. And, sir, do you or any one of your close family members has high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, or cancer?
I have high blood pressure and diabetes.
Mm-hmm. And any close family member has?
No family members.
No. Great. All right, sir. And, sir, it shows me here that you have seen your primary care doctor within the last year. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. And, sir, is the pain occasional? Like, does it come and go, or is it there all the time, constant?
It's pretty constant.
And how would you rate your pain, sir, from 1 to 10, 10 being severe pain?
Oh, I would say a constant out of 4. And can go higher.
And sir, regarding your knees pain, if you were to stand on both feet and twist your knees to the outside, will that cause pain?
Yes, in my right knee. My left knee has been replaced.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you were to stand with your ankles together, knees facing out, and bend them, would that hurt your left knee? Your right knee, I'm sorry?
Right knee, yes. It would.
And if you were to stand on one leg, on your right knee, would that cause pain?
Yes.
Okay, sir. And in your right knee, do you have any loose ligaments or laxity in the knees?
Well, I don't think I have much meniscus left. It's been removed in a couple of previous surgery, but I think the ligaments are okay.
Okay, that's great. And sir, do you ever hear any clicking, grinding, or popping sounds in your leg, on your knees, or your back?
Yes. Yeah, in my right knee.
Okay, sir. So based on the information you've provided me with, you might qualify for a no-cost back and knee brace to help you relieve from this pain. As depending on your case, sir, depending on the information you provided me, this brace will totally help you because it will be customized especially for your case, for arthritis pain. But sir, I need your Medicare ID to confirm your eligibility and make sure that this brace will be totally covered by Medicare. So do you know your Medicare ID by heart, sir?
No, not by heart, but I can get the number.
Okay, so if you don't mind, can you please grab the card while I'm waiting on the line?
Can I please what?
Can you please grab the card while I'm waiting on the line?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you want the number?
Yes, sir, your Medicare ID, it's right beneath your name on the card.
Yeah, it is 7,
mm-hmm.
U as in Ulysses, T as in total,
mm-hmm.
the number 2,
mm-hmm.
K as in Katie, Q mm-hmm. as in quality, 3,
mm-hmm.
then J as in John, A as in Andy, 02.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so it's 7, U, T, 2, K, Q, 3, J, A, 0, 2, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Just a second.
Okay, sir, so it looks like you totally qualify for this brace. It will be 100% covered by Medicare, and it will be delivered to your doorstep. As depending on the information you provided me, this brace will totally help you. Now, we're almost done with this procedure. I just need to confirm your waist size, your height and weight, to customize this brace so that I can fit you correctly. Okay?
Okay, my waist size is 38.
38, okay.
My height is 6 feet even.
6 feet, okay.
And my weight is 260.
All right. Okay, so right now I'm going to do a quick recap to make sure that all of the information is correct, because you're going to receive another call from the shipping and verification team, and maybe from 1 hour from now, or maybe half an hour maximum, you'll receive another call. Just to confirm your address and your interest to receive the brace. So when they call you, just simply say your first and last name and your address and your interest to buy them. They will ask you, are you interested to buy this brace? To get this brace, I'm not going to buy it. And just tell them that you are. Okay? And you might receive another call from the doctor, but it rarely happens, just in case they needed to ask you about any further questions. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to do a quick recap of the information you provided me with. This is Isaac McAllister responding to a request regarding assistance with chronic and joint pain. This is for you, sir. Your first name is Stephen, S-T-E-C-H-E-N. Your last name is Poage, P-O-A-G-E. Your address is 7826 Southwest Alder Street in Tigard, Oregon, with the zip code 97224. Your phone number is 503-8100-826, correct? Okay, and your date of birth is 9/22/1953. The braces correct. Requested is for your back and your knee, your right knee, I believe. And you have your Medicare ID is 7UT2KQ3JA02.
Correct.
And sir, you have high blood pressure and diabetes. There's no close family member that has any of the similar conditions like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, or cancer. Are taking any over-the-counter medications. You are allergic to morphine.
I take ibuprofen.
Yes, as an over-the-counter. You take over-the-counter medications.
Yes.
And you are allergic to morphine. You don't have any allergies to anything else other than medications. You have seen your primary care doctor within the last year.
Yes.
And you rated the pain 4 out of 10 as it gets much worse from 4 all the way up to 10. The pain is pretty much constant, and you've been experiencing for 2 years. The cause of the pain is arthritis, correct?
Correct.
Yes, you had a lower back surgery 20 years ago, and standing or sitting for too long or walking on an uneven ground makes the pain worse. The pain increases while bending forward or leaning back. You've tried physical therapy to relieve the pain.
Yes.
And over-the-counter medications. And your waist size is 38. Your height is 6 foot even. Your weight is 260, I'm sorry. And if you were to stand on both feet and twist your knees to the outside, it will cause pain. And if you were to stand with your ankles together, knees facing out, and bend them, it will cause pain in your right knee.
Yes.
And if you were to stand on one leg, on your right leg, it will cause pain in your right knee. And you don't have any loose ligaments or laxity in your right knee. Sir, you feel like you can move around freely, but the function of the knee is limited because of the weakness, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you don't hear any clicking, grinding, or popping sounds, correct?
Well, I do occasionally hear popping, yes.
Oh, okay, you do occasionally, okay. So, sir, as I told you, you will receive another call from the shipping and verification team just to confirm your address and your interest to receive this race. So please make sure you pick up the phone when you receive this call, okay, sir?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for your time and for your patience, sir. Have a lovely day. And I will try to make sure that this race will be delivered as soon as possible. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Bye.